Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, Editor-in-Chief of Total Retail, and I am joined on today's show by Andre Prasad. We are here at the CRMC show in Chicago, and we're going to be talking to Andre about some of the new initiatives that Rite Aid has recently announced. So thanks for joining me, Andre.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Pleasure to be here with you.
So as I noted earlier this year, Rite Aid announced a transformation strategy, which it's calling RX Evolution. So to get us started, why don't you tell us a little bit about that strategy and what in particular it means for the Rite Aid customer experience?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about where we are. And so maybe I'll take a step back and just talk to you a little bit about the evolution of our RX Evolution. I joined Rite Aid in February 2020 and now serve as a chief retail officer for the organization, responsible for stores, supply chain, asset protection, and facilities. A big part of my role also is moving this RX Evolution strategy forward. So like everyone else over the last year and a half, we've been dealing with the pandemic and doing our best to manage through this. Concurrently, not only have we developed, we've launched this RX Evolution strategy. And the context of this is that as we look at what we would broadly call healthcare, we saw some pain points in the system. And for us, we saw an opportunity to transform the consumer experience within your traditional or neighborhood drugstore. So RX Evolution has three core pillars. The first pillar is unlocking the value for pharmacists. The second is revitalizing our digital and retail experience. And third, we own a PBM named Elixir. So the third is reimagining our Elixir business. I'm assuming for the purposes today, we're probably going to be focusing on the retail and digital experience as much as we can.
Yeah, right? We'll focus primarily on those points. Yeah. Leads me into a perfect segue. You've set me up, Andre, nicely in terms of, you know, part of that strategy, as you mind, is kind of a three-pillar strategy, is looking over the press release and some of the literature I was researching on the RX Evolution strategy was kind of a store of the future prototype. So talk a little bit about how Rite Aid obviously is, you know, probably necessitated during these last 18 months or so, trying to redesign and kind of rethink the in-store shopping experience right for its customers.
So one of the things we did, and I'll take a step back and share that, we part of this RX Evolution strategy and revitalizing the digital and retail experience is not just only for the store of the future, it's for all of our stores. So for all of our stores, this is far-reaching and broad. We have completely transformed our merchandise mix to what Rite Aid historically carried to what we have today. We've created a much more compelling in-store experience, a higher level of customer service, improved operating standards, and training for all of our associates to support that. Anchored on this is that we wanted our pharmacists to really be the anchor of what we're calling this whole health advocate, where every consumer has the opportunity to experience our new assortment from across the board of not only traditional medicines, but alternative remedies. So when we launched our new brand approach in November 2020, that was the impetus. It's far-reaching, it's broad. The store of the future, and we've actually pivoted a little bit. We're now calling this our redesigned or flagship remodel store. This concept, we have 10 launched currently, but this concept really brings this RX Evolution strategy to life. We've doubled down on beauty, creating a brand new beauty department. We've actually staffed it with beauty ambassadors. We brought our pharmacists out front. We've lowered fixtures, created much better sight lines across the store. We've digitally enabled the store. And quite frankly, created an experience in the store that is quite different than what you would find in most traditional drugstores today.
Which leads me to a follow-up on that, Andre, in terms of the level of collaboration, and maybe talk about the internal process there. It's obviously your team, but it's also merchandising that you talked about, and it's marketing probably, and getting this messaging out to your customers and operations team. Tell us a little bit about kind of internally what the development of that strategy, how that's worked.
It's been a very cross-functional approach. We have looked at this from all angles. We've looked at every pain point in the consumer journey, both physically and digitally. And through this entire brand relaunch, not only we've done this, we've relaunched the stores, we've completely relaunched our digital assets also. And as we think about our consumer, and this is probably a little bit different than historically the business looked at, is you're really thinking about this lifetime value and how they we engage with that new consumer. Now, spend this 30 seconds here. We've also rethought who our target consumer is going forward. So as we've built the strategy, we look at our target new target consumers being this, what we're calling Jenny, female between 25 and 49, probably with kids, certainly with a pet, and probably playing a much larger role in caregiving for parents. And so that is our target consumer. So as coming back to this collaboration point of view, everything we do across the organization now is focused on how do we take care of Jenny across the board.
Yeah. And we're going to get in kind of the, in terms of that customer demographic and that target customer that you just talked to. But I did want to follow up with, you mentioned kind of that redesigned digital experience as well. We talked a little bit about the stores. And then you obviously have kind of the upgraded digital experience for your Rite Aid customers. Talk a little bit about how you're providing a holistic experience, trying to bring those two channels together for that, as I said, a holistic experience for your customer.
Yeah, part of our core strategy in revitalizing our digital experience, we had a roadmap. And the reality is when COVID hit, we had to rethink that roadmap.
And probably speed it up, right?
Speed it up. First and foremost is our direct-to-consumer fulfillment. We went from X to 1,000X overnight. So, how did we pivot and meet the needs of consumers very early on in the pandemic? But at the same time, we really took this opportunity, knowing that we had a lot of new users engaging with us digitally, to completely transform the look and feel of all of our digital assets to be much more modern and much more focused on Jenny. So when Jenny engages with us, she's getting a brand new experience from that. We also pivoted on last mile. We moved very quickly to offer prescription delivery across the board, but also partnered with multiple last mile providers to get product to consumers and how they wanted. And the interesting thing about that is, it was a surprise to me, was that every last mile provider, that basket is quite different. So we see this as an opportunity to win there also. We just recently launched buy online pickup at store, either in-store or curbside. And that's, we're going pretty fast on that. We've actually rolled out 1,000 stores in 3 months. And so, we're excited on the results where we're at right now. But that's how we think about bringing those digital and physical assets together today. And then we kind of think about what does tomorrow look like also.
Have you seen in your data with some of these new initiatives that you're collecting and you're acquiring a new customer that you might not have had before, but now with some of these digital offerings and the integration with the stores, with the buy online, pick up in store, and some of the other things that you're doing, that you're getting that customer that you might not have gotten before?
Yeah, anecdotally, I was in New York for Labor Day weekend doing store visits, and every store I was in, one of the questions I was asked their store managers, talk to me about your customers. And every one of those stores, they just said to me, without regurgitating our target consumer.
Right, without prompting them, yeah.
Right. They said to me, Andre, we're seeing a completely different customer in our store now. And I said, tell me more. And as they talk about this new customer, it's our target consumer, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit anecdotal. Our internal data suggests that we continue to move in the right direction. And we have some external data points that we're looking at also to really understand, how does consumer think about that? Recognizing that, we just launched a brand in November. It's not even a year yet in this journey. So it's really about bringing people back into our stores that may have shopped us years ago and moved on, or just bringing a new customer into our store altogether.
Yeah, and then that acquisition piece, but obviously we're here at CRMC too. These are new offerings that are also valuable and of something of interest to your existing customers. So making their experiences better, making it easier for them to interact and transact with Rite Aid as well.
100%.
Yeah. So with this brand transformation, Rite Aid is affirms its new purpose and values. So let's talk a little bit about what those are and how they will help the organization better connect, as I mentioned, with your current customers, but also some of those target prospects, that Gen E that you're after.
Yeah, we, you know, we spent all this time over the last year and a half relaunching our strategy, our brand. We also knew that to support that, we had to really rethink our purpose and our values. So we just recently launched this internally, and we look at this as us bringing this all together under one umbrella. So our new purpose is help our customers achieve whole health for life. And for life has a couple of connotations. For life could be longevity. Mm-hmm. For life, it could be an event that we're helping them across that board.
Yeah.
And then we have, you know, our three core values going forth really came alive through the last year and a half. The first is, you know, hustle with humility, which really means we, you know, listen to understand, we stay agile, and we adapt quickly and achieve our results with determination. You know, second is earn trust and keep it. That's not only with our customers, that's with each other and as we go through this journey. And the last one is get there together. Coming back to your earlier question about, you know, cross-functional work, is that we want to continue to work without silos in the organization, work in a very collaborative manner. And equally important, before we take final decisions, is really to seek a wide range of diverse perspectives to get to the right answer for us. So as we, you know, that's how we bring this all together. We also have a mission statement, which I'm not going to read completely here today, but the essence of that mission statement is to become this everyday care connector. So if you remember, I started this conversation about redefining our strategy, is thinking about this now, how do we become this everyday care connector across 2,500 plus stores, plus digitally to our consumers?
Yeah. You bring up a good point, and we've talked a lot about the Rite Aid customer, and in your role, Chief Retail Officer, you mentioned you were just doing store visits in New York, getting the employee buy-in as well and getting them engaged with the new mission, the new values that you're introducing. Tell us a little bit about that and kind of your work that you've done specifically with the store teams in your line of
work. We, you know, when we relaunched a brand in September internally, we took that opportunity also to relaunch how we operate our stores, and setting new expectations, new standards, but also the training that goes along with that. And we continue to build training to support that journey for our consumers, for our associates. For example, I talked about a new assortment and, you know, more better for you product. Well, we want our associates to have an understanding of that. So we, you know, we actually train on product now. We don't want them to be experts, but we do want them to be familiar with it. So when somebody comes in, they can actually have a conversation with somebody versus just say, oh, never heard about that before, right? But, you know, I'll share you an intentional piece of this work. When we relaunched a brand, we spent 6 months prior to that at the C-level redesigning and thinking through our uniforms in our stores. And that we did this, so when we relaunched our brand, this was a clear line in the sand as a pivot of what our new Rite Aid means. And so our associates today, when you see them, they're in, you know, pretty modern uniforms versus what you would probably saw them in for. The purpose and values, our head of store operations, he's actually going to be on the road over the next 2 months doing exactly this with our store managers, really taking that time to really walk them through this and helping them understand their role in this. And the last part I would share is that over the last year and a half, I fundamentally believe that, you know, for us to win this journey, we have to have 2,500 of the best store managers out there. So we've been spending a lot of time developing and upskilling our store managers across our company in the last year and a half.
Yeah. And in today's labor market, you know, the challenges there, the investments that you're making to retain those really strong, that talent is critical, I would imagine.
It is. And you know what, at the end of the day, that, you know, the stronger we can get that group, everything else starts to take care of itself in each of the stores.
So I'll close with this, Andre, in terms of looking ahead and a little bit of, you know, where we are versus some of the challenges that you potentially anticipate. Talk a little bit about some of the headwinds that Rite Aid might be facing related to the supply chain. And you know, a second part of that is, you know, solutions that you may have already put into place or maybe in the works to kind of address some of those challenges that may be coming.
Yeah, maybe I'll take a, you know, share a little bit about early in the pandemic. We created what I call this war room scenario where we're meeting every day. We actually made some big bets early on, and we won with those, and our customers have, you know, rewarded us handsomely for those. Beyond that, you know, if you fast forward on this journey, one thing I will say is the consumer demand is shifting so rapidly. So, for example, you think about the last year and a half, right? We from March of last year, we went from this panic buying on Lysol and toilet paper, right?
Yeah.
We then pivoted 2 months later into call it home, you know, home beauty improvement. So hair coloring and nails and things like that, right? As the market started to open back up, let's call it March of this year, April of this year, you saw all kinds of spikes on teeth whitening, right? Mm-hmm. And skin care and sun care. And most recently, in the last 2.5 weeks, all kinds of spikes in demand for at-home COVID testing.
Yeah.
So, you know, the traditional view of looking at forecasts and demand and how things ebb and flow year over year, I think you throw it out the window. So there's that part of it. Yeah. How do you stay ahead of trend is really going to be important. The second part, just based upon everything else that's happening in the world right now, you know, international flow of goods is very challenged, both from a cost and capacity perspective. And I don't see that changing for at least another year. So for us, we're looking at every opportunity we can get to think about flowing product in differently than we historically have to meet the demand of the consumer. And then third, similarly to what we did early on, is taking, you know, we're looking in our business right now, as we've refined our assortment, making some bigger bets on saying that, you know what, this is a win category for us, and I'm okay if we invest more in these categories versus some other categories at this point in time.
And then flowing that product into and allocating it for the right channels too. I guess that's a piece of it as well, because you have now the buy online, pick up in store, which is, I don't know, in your internal systems, that counting as a digital order, and it's coming from the store inventory, you know, direct to consumer that may not be coming from the store. Talk a little bit about kind of getting that inventory into the right places at the right times.
It is, you know, it's quite daunting.
Yeah.
The good thing is that, you know, we are implementing an AI-enabled replenishment system that a year from now, I'm hoping a lot of this stuff is solved. Until then, it's really just, you know, having the team stay laser focused and using a system that was well served for the last 10 to 15 years and you know, and manipulating as much as we can to meet the demand of our consumers, right?
Yeah. Great. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Andre Prasad, who is the Chief Retail Officer at Rite Aid Corporation, for joining us on today's episode of Total Retail Talks here at CRMC. So thank you, Andre.
Thanks, Joe. A pleasure chatting with you. Have a great conference.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcast for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.